In the name of Allah,
whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Why do we Muslims pray in the manner we pray? Well, the answer to this question is that we pray in the manner that we normally pray because we know that our Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, prayed in the same way. But how are we so sure that he prayed in the same manner? Well, the answer is that the prayer that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, formally prayed was not done in a way that he was not seen by others. He performed his prayers in the company of his companions, and this happened for at least the last 10 years of his life in Medina. And indeed, he also prayed in the earlier 13 years of his Meccan life as well. After his demise, his companions continued to pray 5 times a day together, and this practice was then transmitted to the later generations likewise. And therefore, what we pray as Muslims today, we feel very confident, is exactly the same prayer which the Prophet had performed as a formal way of remembering God. This prayer most certainly was also then observed by some companions who mentioned about it to other companions and people belonging to the later generations. And thus, we have the mention of the manner the formal prayer as-salat is to be performed in the books of hadith as well. But this mention in the books of hadith is in addition to the real actual source of sunnah mutawatira, the uninterrupted practice of the Prophet, which has come down to us in a manner that leaves no room for doubt in the minds of the Muslims that the prayer that they are performing is the one that was performed by their Prophet. This prayer is what the Quran requires the Muslims to perform regularly. This is the prayer that was performed by the followers of the earlier prophets as well. So in other words, the tradition of formally remembering God through prayers is something that was not initiated by Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him. He is the one who continued the same practice, which can be described as the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The earlier prophets most certainly performed in the same manner, even though we know that there must have been some differences in the utterances, the azkar, the words of remembering God must have been different, because now we have in our prayer the mention of the Quran as well. And of course, this prayer is formally done normally in Arabic. However, by and large, this prayer is not different from the prayers that were performed by the earlier prophets. We know, for instance, that even before the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, declared that he has started receiving divine revelation from the Almighty, some of the people in Arabia did used to say their prayers. The Quran refers to that fact in a number of passages. Why is it then that the Muslims have a difference of opinion in the manner that the formal prayer is to be performed? Well, the fact of the matter is that if you look carefully at the manner the different groups of Muslims pray, even though there are some differences here and there in the apparent form of prayers, by and large, the prayer that is performed by all Muslim groups and sects is exactly the same. Wherever there are differences, the reason for those differences is that there was room for those differences to arise, to be there, because the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, on some occasions said his prayers in some manner, in some form, and on other occasions he performed prayers in a slightly different form, because those forms were not obligatory, binding and inflexible. There is a part of the prayer where there is considerable liberty and flexibility, wherein we can do various different things, and that is exactly how the Prophet used to do, and the companions observed him doing his prayer in those areas somewhat differently, and different people emulated and followed him in different ways. So, in a nutshell, what we can say is that the prayer that we Muslims perform formally is exactly the same prayer that we have gotten from our Prophet, Allah's mercy be on him. It is a process that was followed by the entire Ummah over the last 1400 years. Even though there are some differences, those differences are minor, and those differences are there because there was room for those differences left by the Prophet and the manner he transmitted this formal way of praying. And the prayer that we pray is no different from the prayer that the earlier prophets used to pray. May the Almighty enable all of us to understand the religion of God properly, and may He enable us to follow it as best as we can.